Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, let's go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how's the week been?
Very interesting. Good afternoon, Steve. Yeah, it was kind of a mixed bag of success and failures this week, trying to dodge the high winds and the heat that came in. It's been kind of tough. You know, I've been out really early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and trying to get off by 11. And there's no way I'm going to be sitting out in this heat on these sunny afternoons when it's, you know, in the upper 80s. It's just too tough on your body. But really early is the name of the game. It's always, you know, very easy to get that morning bite done. And fishing's been pretty good. A lot of lakes are changing right now. This warmth we've had has really spurred the weed growth. So there's some lakes that I've been doing well on that I'm just going to kind of move to some different lakes because they're getting not quite unfishable, but very difficult, you know, to try to teach people to fish through these weeds. They've gotten so high so far. And my strategies is basically switching to the bigger lakes, the bigger clear water lakes that aren't quite as accelerated, you know, with weed growth yet. And water temperatures have spiked a good 10 degrees in the last 10 days. So we are right smack in the middle of July, pretty much where we're supposed to be, Steve.
Yeah, it is funny how things find a way to work out. You know, we had that super mild winter, but the spring, as it turned out, kind of cool and wet, and here we are, middle of July, and things are about normal. And before long, we kind of get into what is called the dog days, if you will. Are we there yet? Are we there to the dog days when the bite really slows down?
Oh, I wouldn't say yet, Steve. I think it's going to be a while. We'll have to see how long these 70s. We got 70s coming in Lakes Country next week. We'll see how long those last. And we're starting to get some other information in the field now, too. The grouse count, rough grouse count in northern Minnesota is significantly up. They have, you know, a normal 10-year cycle where they, you know, do very well. And then it's kind of a, you know, something they do. They have been forever. But it looks like we've had a real spike in numbers, which is really good. And on the flip side, the pheasants down in southern and southwestern Minnesota really took a beating with this rain, and it sounds like a lot of those nests were flooded out in May and the beginning of June with all the high rain. And I've got reports from people that say a lot of these public management spots down there are completely underwater, and that's never been the case. So wow. You got to count that flip-flop of good grouse, bad pheasants. At least that's the way it sounds so far. But, you know, pheasants have an ability to re-nest, you know, if they fail the first time. So hopefully they'll be able to do that. But yeah, it's kind of a good news, bad news thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And you did point out we've got a hot weekend. And then by July standards, a cool week. As you mentioned, 70s. We're going to see 70s even here in the cities and maybe back into the 80s by the end of the week. So that means a little cooler in the overnight. So that big jump in water temps is going to stall.
Yeah, we're kind of at a crossroads right now, Steve. You know, we've been talking the last couple of months that water temperature was lingering in the 60s. Well, now it's around 74. So if we start getting more 90s, we're going to be up in 80 degrees, and you really don't want that. So I'm hoping the 70s come up. We'll just settle things down a little bit. You really don't want to get over 80 degrees. That can be very, very tough conditions. So hopefully we'll stay in the 70s, and, you know, we're just going to scooch along here and hope that, you know, those water temperatures kind of stay put.
Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And, Steve, I would assume you're going to be very busy close to home next week in Lakes Country.
Yeah, that's the way it looks. You know, we got Game Fair coming up in less than a month.
Wow.
Believe it or not, it's that time again. And, yeah, we'll be doing that. And I'll be doing seminars all 6 days there, so that'll be fun. And that's when you know when the real heat comes in. Every year it's like that in that beginning of August. It never fails. It's going to be either a deluge of rain or it's going to be 101. It's like never normal. But, you know, we'll deal with it when it happens. It's always an adventure.
Yeah, and no matter what, you're going to get some hot days at the State Fair as well. You can count on that for sure. All right, Steve, good to visit with you. And once again, good luck on the water this week.
All right, thank you, Steve. Have a great rest of your weekend.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow. There's going to be a problem with that. We have the Twins and the Giants in a 3 o'clock start, so Josh doesn't look like Rob's going to have another show. But I think, based on the schedule, this is it. But typically on Sundays, we have Rob Dreeslein from the Outdoor News with his show Sunday between 5 and 6.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.